Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stacey Brown Randall is here. She's the author of Generating Referrals Without Asking. Put a .com on the end of her name, and you'll find her online. Stacey, thanks again for being here. We're talking about sticky customer experiences. We defined those in the previous hour. What a sticky client experience is. That's where you get them to come back and stay with you and keep giving you money, right?
And they, you know what? They give you also great brand reputation. They give you great buzz, and they'll give you referrals.
They might even become your cheerleaders, right?
They will, yeah. They'll, so not only, of course, will they be repeat clients of what you offer, they can come back to use again, but they'll also help build your brand and your reputation out in the marketplace. And then, of course, if they send you referrals, then you've reached the holy grail.
Well, exactly. And you know, what you're hoping for is there are three kinds of media. There's owned media. That's where you buy the media. There's the advertising type media where you buy that, and one of them is your brochures, the other is advertising, and the third one is earned media, and that's the holy grail, earned media. That's when other people, regular folks, say nice things about you. You can't, that's golden, isn't it?
It is. And nowadays, right, they don't just have to say nice things while they're standing next to their fence talking to their
right.
neighbor. They can say nice things on social media and on, you know, reviews yep. online with Yelp. I mean, they can say all kinds of nice, and sometimes not so nice things, just about cool. everywhere.
That's right. So let's talk about those three parts of the experience to plan for.
Perfect. So the way I break this down is I want people to keep in mind, I'm going to oversimplify this, because when you can view your process, your client experience through these three stages, it just helps you get really crystal clear and break it down to the simplest form. There are lots of nuances here that we're not going to talk about, because in that regard, we can kind of get ourselves a little crazy, and it can be a little bit more busy than it needs to be. But the three main stages is some business will have two, some businesses will have three. The first one that all businesses will have is when your client is new. And so it's really important that when your client decides, yes, I want to work with you, and you start that process of working together, whatever that process looks like for you, whether you're a CPA, right, or you are a financial advisor, whatever it looks like for you, as you start that process, you need to remember that you want to overcome buyer's remorse. You want to make sure you're doing some things that help them remind themselves that they made the right mm-hmm. choice. And then you want to infuse a little bit of a wow experience to where they understand that, hey, you're important to me. You're not just a, you know, a client or an account to close. So we need to be really, really careful of what we do in that new stage.
Someone asked me, I had IBM was my very first corporate sponsor back a long, long time ago. And somebody asked me later, they said, I bet that was a red letter day for you. I said, well, it was an important day, but I was more excited the second year when they said they wanted to renew. That was really exciting.
then you know you're doing something
That's
right.
That's right. So number two.
Absolutely. Yep. So the second stage that all businesses will move into is called the ongoing phase. And this ongoing, or what I sometimes refer to, depending on your business, as active. So for some, they're now active. They're kind of out of that new stage. Here's the thing. Every business gets to decide, when is my new stage done? So when I was a productivity and business coach, the new stage was from when the minute they said yes and they started signing all their documents, we got their first coaching session scheduled. Once they got through that first coaching session, that's when I said to myself, the line was drawn. They're no longer new. Now we're in that active or that ongoing phase mm-hmm. where I'm going to continue to do work with them, right? So you get to decide when new is over and your active phase starts. Now, if your clients are supposed to stay with you year after year after year, like a CPA or a bookkeeper mm-hmm. or a financial advisor, if they're supposed to stick with you, then they stay in the ongoing phase, and you have two phases, new and ongoing. If they don't stay, so like for me as a business and productivity coach, eventually our coaching would end, whether that would be a year right. later or 2 years later. so that they would go new, then they would go active, then they would go alumni. And that's that third stage for the businesses where the time that you work with your clients actually ends. Now, of course, this whole process looks entirely different when you think about retail or online or anything like that. But when you're thinking about a services-based business, a professional services-based business, it really does go new to ongoing or new active to alumni.
Why is it important to know these? Why is it important to know these distinctions? You behave differently?
So you do. Well, you make sure that there are a few things that you are doing throughout that client experience that is triggering on their needs as they move into different phases. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one thing to set expectations and communicate correctly. It's another thing to make sure once your client is an alumni and they're no longer giving you money, how are you making sure that you are staying top of mind with
That's
them?
The
how
thing.
Are you making sure that when they...
This is not so much about them, it's about you, right? Because once you subconsciously convert them from new to ongoing, sometimes you take them for granted, and that's a killer. You can't do that. This list is not for them, it's for you, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, ultimately, they're going to get a better experience because you have it, so yes, there's benefit to them. But this is for your ability. And the other thing I tell folks is this isn't something where you decide you're going to do it and then you have to remind yourself to do it. Like, there are
right.
ways to use technology to your advantage.
Right.
There are ways to use teammates to your advantage. This is a process. I tell
but
folks that this is
But either way, Stacey, I got to take a quick break. Either way, you got to tell them you love them every day, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Hey, Stacey, we love you around here. Will you come back soon?
I certainly will.
Stacey Brown Randall, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of her name and you'll find some great stuff, including her book, Generating Business Referrals Without Asking.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.